How's it going, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Face Off Podcast. As always, I'm Derek McCauley, along with Sean Smith and Ryan Rebell. We missed you guys last week, and now we're back. How's it going, you guys?
I've been better after that week of football we experienced, but I'm doing good, doing good.
Sean?
I'm doing my Jay Cutler impression. I'm just not feeling it right now.
Can I ask you three questions before the presser's over?
No.
You're doing your Marshawn Lynch impression.
Yeah, now you're doing that.
Now you're doing
on to Cincinnati
Lynch.
Next?
No.
Well, hopefully you have more words in your questions that you're going to ask us.
Tell me, what do you think about Jimmy Clausen starting over you?
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Oh, we are? Great. Yeah, cool.
But first we have another failure quarterback.
Oh, you mean Johnny Manziel?
Yes. Johnny Clipboard.
He looked more like Jam Boogie.
He made his long-awaited NFL debut Sunday against the Bengals. Great his performance overall in the Cincinnati-led shutout. And should he remain the Browns' starting quarterback from now on?
He's getting an F from me. Honestly, watching it, he looked lost all game. And aside from some lucky off-balance throws to Josh Gordon, he really had no progress pretty much throughout the entire game. The Bengals' defense looked way better than they actually are. They looked like the Bengals' defense that was overrated in the first 3 weeks of the season, and then they totally got blown out against the Patriots. But his stat line is just appalling. I mean, 10 for 8, 140. Actually, it wasn't 143. It was 80-some yards passing. No touchdowns, two picks, and 26 rushing yards. Personally speaking, I would go back to Hoyer just because, I mean, I'm going back to the well with this. It's not like he's amazing, but they actually had some modicum of success with him. Manziel, yes, he's the new guy, but with that kind of failure, nobody saw that coming. The only other thing I could see is if they wanted to ride with this, it's just an experiment at this point. They're not going to make the playoffs, so you could really go either way. I would choose Hoyer personally.
Yeah, I got to give Manziel an F on that one, too, just because you can't really say any part of that game was positive. They got shut out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was his first game, so you maybe weren't expecting, you know, you were expecting some rust and whatever because right. He's been sitting on the bench all season, but no, that was just absolutely atrocious. As far as who I'd start, I'd stick with Johnny because, as you said, they're most likely not going to make the playoffs, and let's be real, Brian Hoyer's not the future of that team. If anything, if either of the two, Manziel is the future. Possibly. So, I mean, at least
the future looks bright.
Well, I'm not saying it's a bright future, right. But Hoyer's definitely not it. Manziel could be. That's why they drafted him.
Is my thing.
Well, at this point of the season, it doesn't really matter. You're not going to make the playoffs. You're 7-7 now? Is that what the record is?
Yeah.
They're not going to make it, especially when the whole division's pretty solid. So, I'd put Manziel in there. It was one game. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to be anything special, but let him finish the season and just, you know, see where it goes. Again, it's an experiment with him.
I guess. I mean, they're not going to bring Hoyer back. More often than not, he's going to be the guy next to Mark Sanchez in the free
agent. He's not the franchise quarterback. He's not it. I'm not saying Johnny is either, but
yeah, I mean, no. I get what you're saying. I like Hoyer better.
I mean, I just stick with Manziel just for the simple fact that
he's the future.
Hoyer's not the future. Johnny could be. Johnny Jambuki could be it.
Maybe.
So
maybe.
Stick with it. It's one game.
It's a first start, you know. Yeah. It's a first start. Just cut him a break. Let's see what he does in the next 2 weeks.
That's a pretty horrendous first start.
It was bad, but then again, you know, Peyton Manning didn't have a very good start. And look where
but
he
a horrible comparison.
Johnny Manziel is the next Peyton.
Okay, no, there we go. That's ESPN trend worthy.
I do agree, though, because of the fact it was just his first
Johnny
game.
Johnny Manziel,
I mean,
equals
all
the next Peyton Manning.
Literally, I don't remember a time the Fox took an AFC game and made it like a national thing. Like, they usually take the NFC teams. They took Bengals, Browns, and Fox never does
that. And they
won't
make that mistake again.
Manziel. But he got a lot of pressure on him. I mean, usually he's okay with that. He looked confident. Before the game, he was like smiling, like ready to go. But
he looked confident running off the field on three and outs.
After the first play, he didn't look very confident. But
he didn't have anything going for him. His footwork was off. He couldn't run against an NFL defense, let alone one that's middle grade.
And he had time in the pocket,
too.
They gave him time. Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't get anything done except desperation passes off his back foot, a la Nick Foles, to Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
All right, let's move from one horrible quarterback to another. The Bears have reportedly decided to start Jimmy Clausen on Sunday.
Which was really surprising.
Yeah, they benched Jay Cutler. Yeah. Where does Cutler go from here? And just remember, keep in mind, he's getting paid $22.5 million a season off of a 7-year deal, and he's getting $38 million guaranteed, $54 overall guaranteed.
You can go first.
Yeah, you all know I'm a Cutler hater, but even I was surprised to hear this just for the fact that it's Jimmy Clausen. Mm-hmm. I was just like, what is – I know you have to do something, but that's a weird
it's
move.
It's a PR move. That's all
I guess, but you're paying Cutler that much money and you're going to bench him. It's an odd move. As far as what you do with Cutler, we talked about this, I forget when, earlier in the year.
It was him and Andy Dalton we were comparing.
Yeah,
we talked about
what the Bears do, and again, I think it all starts with the head coach. You got to get rid of Trestman. 2 years and just complete failure, but – The problem is I would try and trade Cutler, but who is going to take that contract?
Washington.
Maybe.
Somebody would probably take it.
He could get a job somewhere. It's just simply the fact that his contract is literally, you gave us the numbers right there. I don't know many teams that would take that outside of a Washington kind of team.
Well, I mean, I also have another stat with his contract is he's going to have a cap hit of $16.5 million next year when he starts playing anyway. They'll take $19.5 million if they cut him. So, I mean, it's basically they're doomed if they do and they're doomed if they don't. If they get rid of him, they're losing a bunch of money because the contract's terrible. And if they keep him, they're essentially just paying a subpar athlete way too much money.
Another weird stat I saw this week, Jay Cutler, for not playing this week, will make $1.2 million, which is more than Jimmy Clausen will make all year, just this week.
Wow.
And Clausen's the one starting.
I didn't see that. Where did you see that stat?
I saw it on
ESPN today.
Yeah, ESPN said
that
it.
Is ridiculous.
I think it was on SportsCenter today.
No, especially considering the fact that Jay Cutler, like you said, Sean, this is a PR move, I think. This is basically the ownership with the management basically saying, this isn't our system that's the issue, it's Jay Cutler that's the issue. And they want to see if Jimmy Clausen, of all people, out of thin air, is going to be good in this system with this Bears offense that already lost Brandon Marshall, Jeffrey's banged up, Matt Forte is probably the only consistent person on this team, and the defense is bad. They're still going to lose, and I don't think Clausen's going to look that good in the loss.
Well, maybe with Clausen back there, they'll actually use Matt Forte. They'll actually run with
him.
It's instead of four carries that one game.
I mean, my thing is, why is Matt Forte not more of the passing offense? Also, he's a receiving back in much the same way as he can run.
You need a running attack. It doesn't matter.
I get that, but I mean, when you have an all-purpose,
they could use him in the past.
When you have
more.
An all-purpose back, you use him as such. Look at Pittsburgh.
That's what blows my mind. You have guys like Marshall and Jeffrey and Bennett to throw to. If they're not open, you have Forte as a safety blanket right there. It blows my mind that offense can't do anything. It really does. So, it was a weird move again. Clausen is awful, but. Mm-hmm. At this point, it wouldn't have made a difference.
If you're the Bears, what do you do?
Personally speaking, I mean, I stay with Cutler. I mean, there really isn't much that you can do unless you go out and you wager with him on the open market for trades or something like that. If you get rid of him, that's a lot of money that you're going to eat. But honestly, you tell me a better quarterback in free agency that you're going to get.
But then why bench him?
I'm saying it's a PR thing because of the system. They're trying to prove that Jay Cutler's the problem and not the system. Now, if it ends up being egg on their face, which it probably will because Jimmy Clausen is Jimmy Clausen, they're going to have pretty much no option but to go back to Jay Cutler.
I think I'd attempt to try and put Cutler on the market, but again, as you said, and again, I don't like Cutler, but are you really going to get a much better of a quarterback in a trade for Jay Cutler?
Yeah, and you had mentioned Washington. Michael Vick was rumored to go to Washington.
He said he would love to play there. Who
isn't rumored to be Washington's next quarterback?
Well, Jay Gruden absolutely can't stand RG3, apparently, so he'll take anybody over him.
Hey, put RG3 in Chicago.
Just trade
him
both.
Just don't send him to Philly.
If I'm the Bears, I might do that,
honestly. Don't bring RG3
to Philly. I would take
RG3
over Cutler. Nah, no. You don't think he'd fit well in the Kelly offense?
I don't want RG3.
He's injury prone, though.
Yeah, I don't want him.
Yeah.
You're the guy who told me that how overrated he is his whole time.
No, he is.
Yeah.
I know.
So I
always
him?
Said that. No.
Okay,
not
thank
all.
God.
No, not at all.
I was about to say, dude, are you losing your mind right now?
No.
Speaking of the Chip Kelly offense, the Cowboys defeated the Eagles in a dominating fashion Sunday night in Philly. From the look of the standings with 2 weeks to go, both Philly and Dallas probably will not both be in the playoffs. So tell me, who wins the division?
I'm going to stick with the Eagles, and I know it's a total shot in the dark with this, but if I'm going to pick one team, not out of the entire NFL, but one of the main teams that I think could actually beat Dallas and give us a shot, it is Andy Luck and the Colts. My thing was, I believe in the Eagles to secure the playoffs. I think ultimately turnovers and a severe lack of corner depth is the reason why the Eagles even lost that game to Dallas. We roared back after a 21-0 deficit, only to let it just slip right through our fingers because our defense could not stop Dez Bryant. And, I mean, I was shocked that they could do it on Thanksgiving, let alone do it 2 times in a row. Even at home, we just couldn't do it. But they made Dallas's defense look a lot better than it actually is. But I don't know. I just don't think that Dallas is going to be able to do it. I think DeMarco Murray, it really relies on how he's going to do because the Colts do not have a good run defense. Pass defense, Vontae Davis will probably be on Dez for the majority of the day. Not good for me in fantasy, but I think Dez Bryant will be a lot more neutralized than he was against Kerry Williams.
We were
Bradley
so worried
Fletcher.
About your fantasy team.
Yeah, I know. We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a little point.
But, I mean, because you don't play this year, don't act like you don't care. But I think that they're going to be able to neutralize Dez better than the Eagles did, which is not saying much, going off of the super all-pro caliber
when you have
day.
Bradley Fletcher on him one-on-one.
And
Kerry
Williams, and then Nate Allen coming over. It was just bad. But I think that the Colts, definitely behind Andy Luck and T.Y. Hilton and that receiving core, will be able to get it done against a subpar Dallas secondary.
See, once this game ended on Sunday, I sat there and I was miserable. I was like, that team just came in here. We came back down 21-0, and they took it from us in December. We know, what year is it? This doesn't happen. But
gee, I wonder who predicted that.
Congratulations. Just you. Only you.
I wonder, too, since we didn't have a show.
But see, here's the thing. That good point. Yeah, we'll never know.
He brags about things I couldn't have possibly known.
But then I really sat down and thought about it. I was like, okay. Go back 3 weeks ago, I said they'd win on Thanksgiving, probably lose to Seattle, and then I had them splitting with Dallas. Mm-hmm. So I said that they most likely – at the end, I did switch my pick to Philly this week. But 3 weeks ago, I thought they'd split with Dallas, and I thought they'd lose this game at home. So I really thought about it. This is what most people thought they'd be in. They didn't think about it, that the fact that if this happens, they'd be a game behind Dallas in the division. But a lot of people predicted they'd split the series with Dallas. So here we are. So what happens? If Dallas, as you said, loses to Indy this week – and by the way, if the game wasn't Indy, I'd pick Dallas, no doubt, because they are – they just don't lose.
They're
on the
much
road
better
for some
on
reason.
The road.
At home, I think Indy has a good chance to go in there and beat them. And as far as the Eagles go, people are calling these last two games, you know, easy. No divisional game is easy, let alone on the road. Mm-hmm. It'll be tough to beat Washington and New York back to back, but it's a tough
call.
But you
can't deny that we have an easier road than Dallas does.
No, of course we do, and there's no doubt about that. So the thing that's just a bummer is that the Eagles had this division in their hands. All you have to do is split one of these games in Seattle or Dallas, and they lose them both, and now you have to rely on the Colts to win this game. It's hard to decide because I don't want to sound biased here. I have a feeling that the Cowboys will lose this week, but I just don't know if the Eagles will even win the last two games. I'm a little nervous about it. I'm going to stick with them. I'm going to stick with the Eagles because I've been saying it all year, they'll win the division, and after one game, I don't want to change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But these last 2 weeks it pushed them back a lot, and it worries me. It really does. I don't know if they're going to win these last two games.
I'd be worried if I were you.
I don't know about Sanchez now. I don't know if he's going to do it. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because, I mean, like you said, they let it go right through their hands. This team, especially against the Dallas team that on paper coming that into game. The season, Dallas was not supposed to be good at all.
And you, not only that, you were down 21-0 and you come back to take
I know,
the lead.
I was
you
there.
You've got to find a way to win the game. You know what I mean? It's like they're shooting themselves in the foot. They're giving it to Dallas right now.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas has control. If Dallas wins this week, it's done pretty much. So.
No, it is. It's 100% done.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Eagles just because they were my original pick. But
this is the week.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about a upset from this past week. Buffalo pulled off a surprising victory against the Red Hot Packers behind a subpar Green Bay offensive performance. Tell me, was it just a case of a bad game for Rodgers? And it was a bad game.
Mm-hmm.
And his offense, or is there a bigger issue here?
This was just a standard case of the Steelers know this well, underestimating an opponent, which really nobody should be doing right now because, in my opinion, the Bills and the Rams are fighting for who's the best spoiler for playoff teams this year. They've just seems to just cut straight through people, especially with Mario Williams, and you have Darius there. Gilmore is a rising cornerback for that team. This Buffalo Bills defense is no joke, and they showed it against, in my opinion, the best offense in football and made them look very subpar. My biggest problem with them was Green Bay, surprisingly enough, had a good running attack going with Lacy during that game, and they just totally gave up on it and just started trying to pass it. So they weren't able to get that done, and honestly, I just think that they overlooked them going into the end of the season, which was their biggest mistake that they could make.
And the thing that's crazy about this is as good as Green Bay has been, we said possibly best team in the NFL, they're a 6 seed right now in the NFC because Detroit won. That's absolutely, that tells you how good the NFC is right
yeah.
now. But no, it was simply the fact that the Buffalo defense is a lot better than people realize. The last 2 weeks, they've held Peyton and Rodgers to no touchdowns and 4 interceptions combined.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, did Peyton throw one? I don't think he did.
I think he did, yeah.
All right, well, 1 touchdown, 4 picks. You know, like that's absolutely
Peyton
incredible.
Threw a pick.
No, touch. He didn't throw.
Okay,
a
yeah,
touchdown.
He didn't throw
okay.
a touchdown.
So you hold Peyton and Rodgers to no touchdowns back to back weeks. You got to give that Bills defense a lot of credit, and like you
absolutely.
Said, they absolutely underestimated them. And really, Rodgers was due for a bad game eventually. He's going to tear up Tampa Bay this week. They're fine, Packers mm-hmm. fans. Don't worry, but that Buffalo defense, man, is scary. They really are.
But here's my thing: looking forward, yeah, they're fine against the Bucs because the Bucs are terrible.
Yeah,
my thing is, they just played very poorly against a very good defense. Say they go to the NFC Championship game and they play Seattle again, the team that totally destroyed them in the first week of this season. They just lost to the Bills and got demolished by them. Think of what the Legion of Boom will do to this team.
Well, Rodgers played well against the Lions. They have to. I mean, this was the one bad game.
Yeah, but the Seattle defense is much different than the Lions.
No, if they go into Seattle, I don't think they win.
But you're also negating the fact that they do hold their own fate. If they do destroy Tampa Bay, they have a home game against Detroit to end the season. They could theoretically win the division and get second place in the
In which case they would host the Seattle if they were to play them. In that case, I think
they would
win.
Have a first-round bye, and Seattle may or may not be in the wild card and could lose.
They could. Yeah. The way Seattle's going right now, I don't really see them losing. But I'm just playing devil's advocate. If they match up with that defense, after seeing what they did against Buffalo, I'm not confident.
I think it was, you know, I came into this saying I think Rodgers was going to have not a great game. I didn't think that bad, but I didn't think he'd play very well. I didn't think the Bills would win. I thought Rodgers and Lacy would play well enough.
How about that safety? On that insane rule.
That was an odd rule.
After 2 minutes, nobody but the quarterback can touch the ball in the end zone or it's a safety.
I literally was watching that. I was like, what is the purpose of that rule? What does that mean?
No, I know. We were both sitting there watching it.
I was just like, this is, there's no point to this, but. No,
can you explain the rule, Sean?
Do you know the
No,
rule?
No.
You work
no,
in NFL no. films.
No, I'll explain it later.
All right, well, yeah, again, I wouldn't be worried if I'm the Packers. I think that team is still tops in the NFC,
mm-hmm.
personally.
I mean, I still love the Packers. I think that they're definitely a favorite to get to the Super Bowl.
But you're an Eagles fan.
Well, I like the Packers. I mean, that doesn't mean that I can't like another team.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Violation.
Damn.
Mike Emis would call you out on it.
Revoke my call.
All right, let's get into a little two-minute drill.
Yay.
Hooray.
All right, we'll start as soon as I finish reading this first question. And we'll start right on this one. All right, they face each other Saturday night. By the way, two Saturday night games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little weird.
Not a fan of
that. Yeah, I'm not a fan of it either, just because I'm going to have to miss the Eagles game because I'm working.
So am I. I'm working too.
But, I mean.
Oh, no.
I'll follow it during the night. But I don't like games on Saturday. That's weird.
Well, at least two teams are facing each other on Saturday night. Tell me, who has had the worst second half of the season? San Francisco or San Diego?
Oh, without a doubt, San Francisco. I mean, we're going back in history with this team. This team with Jim Harbaugh, three straight NFC Championship games. They go to the Super Bowl, and now this team is this. They complete.
And now Jim Harbaugh might go to Michigan.
And now he might go to Michigan. He might go to Oakland, whatever. Colin Kaepernick, supposed to be a franchise quarterback. He's completely fallen apart. This team is a dynasty that got broken down before it could even begin.
Literally in a year, San Francisco went down. It's 100% them.
Who will be the Arizona quarterback following the injury to Drew Stanton?
Either way, they're in deep trouble. I know it's Ryan Lindley, unfortunately, kayfabe on this, but I said that it might be Logan Thomas. Either way, that's not much of a vote of confidence either way.
It'll be Ryan Lindley, but look out. Seattle's coming up behind them, and I think they're going to take that division from Arizona.
What are the chances that three AFC North teams make the playoffs?
Very high. Whichever teams don't win the division will probably occupy the wild card slots.
I think it'll happen, too. I mean, Miami and Buffalo are actually right there, too, and even San Diego, but I think it's a very good chance of it.
Should we be concerned over Peyton Manning's hip injury?
As a fantasy owner, I'm worried, but as a Broncos fan, I wouldn't worry too much. They have that running attack started with C.J. Anderson, and honestly, I think Peyton could take a little bit of rest, and they'd be fine. They already clinched.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's nothing to worry about, really.
If you were San Francisco management, what do you do with Kaepernick?
Because of the contract, I'd lower his pay for the season to motivate him to do better because he has a de-escalation clause in his contract. It's based on how well he plays, so they can lower it and adjust it accordingly.
That's exactly what they should do. You don't consider releasing or trading this guy yet. No. He's still young. I don't think he's that good, but he's very talented.
Is it possible for New England to lose the number one spot in the AFC?
It's possible, but it's really unlikely. I mean, this team's already dominated the Bills' defense to the tune of 37 points earlier in the year, so the Pats are a lock for number one for me.
Yeah, I like the Broncos a lot, but they're not going to top the Pats at all.
All right, give me a real reason to watch tonight's Thursday game, Tennessee at Jacksonville.
Dude, the Jets-Titans game started 5-0. If that's not a reason enough to check out that game, I don't know what is.
What more do you want? Jaguars-Titans? I mean, it's the battle for the first overall pick, maybe. There you go.
I mean, honestly, dude, the game started 5-0. I really would love to have watched how that happened. I know it was a safety and a field goal, but I want to see it.
Can I just ask, who in the beginning of the year thought Thursday Night Football primetime, let's put Titans-Jaguars in there? Who thought that was, like, good? Let's do it.
Honestly, somebody who saw Bishop Sankey and Blake Bortles, and they were just like,
and thought,
wow, potential.
Young talent.
these are young fantasy.
Toby Gerhart. It's going to be great. Yeah.
These are young juggernauts.
That's a miserable primetime game. That's one of the worst in a long time.
All right. You guys informed me that you're both facing each other in the finals for fantasy football.
Indeed.
Yeah. What is your team names, gentlemen?
I'm the Mega Powers, brother.
And I'm Johnny Clipboard, which is fitting right now.
Tell me,
no benches,
who?
Just I'll, the
give, the I'll give the rundown of the teams
give,
for you.
Give me the matchup here. What do we have?
Well, this is my team. This is Johnny Clipboard. We have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Mark Ingram.
I'll also say who they're facing.
Aaron Rodgers and Eddie Lacy. I got facing Tampa Bay. I got Mark Ingram against Atlanta. I got Demaryius against Cincinnati. Mike Evans against Green Bay. Most likely going to start Dwayne Allen at Dallas. Odell Beckham at St. Louis. Justin Tucker at Houston. And the Eagles defense taking on Washington. And as for Derek, the Mega Powers, he's got Peyton Manning against Cincinnati.
I'm going to switch that with Matt Ryan against New Orleans.
He's going to start Matt Ryan. Bold move. We got Arian Foster against Baltimore. Le'Veon Bell, who's been absolutely tearing it up against Kansas City. Dez Bryant going against Indy. Randall Cobb facing the Bucks. We got Gronkowski against the Jets. Edelman against the Jets. Cody Parkey and the Pats defense also against the Jets. And that is the matchup for the title.
And the verdict.
It's a tough call. Just so y'all, to also throw this in there, Johnny Clipboard went 11-2 on the season. The Mega Powers, who started off 0-3, turned it around to go 8-5.
I kind of like Johnny Clipboard here.
Mm-hmm. Any reason?
The
matchups are definitely in his favor.
Yeah, I'm also not a big fan of having more than two players from one team play. You have two Patriots and I believe their defense.
I have three people in one game.
Yeah. So
that being said, their defense should be pretty good.
But they're also going to New York, and they usually struggle down
there.
They gave
up 25 the last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's not going to do you any good for defense.
My other choice is the Ravens against Houston.
It's not a bad option.
I mean, both of them are good.
Yeah, well, Houston, you're facing a quarterback who's never played before, pretty much. So you might want to go with that
one. Yeah, but as a rule, I never start a defense that's going against a player that I also have. I have Arian Foster.
That's true. You do have Arian. Didn't think about
that. If Arian Foster scores, my defense goes down.
Yeah, for me, having Rodgers and Lacy on the same team has been really the backbone of my team all year because Rodgers throws, I get points. If not, Lacy will run it in. So,
but even Le'Veon Bell, he's facing Kansas City's run defense, which is pretty good.
To be fair, Bell got only held to 46 last week, but he got two touchdowns, which helped him out.
Mm-hmm. You consider Kansas City's run defense pretty good?
I do.
I mean,
they're solid.
They give up some of the most yards per game. They just don't give up touchdowns.
Well, I mean, that accounts for something in fantasy, doesn't it?
Well, yards do, too.
Yeah, but not as much as touchdowns.
Le'Veon will get double digits, but if he doesn't get a touchdown in, he's going to be a little underwhelming this week. He could get around 11 points, 10, 11.
I think he'll be fine.
I think
I'm
it's,
not worried
it's
at
close.
All about him.
It's,
I mean, I'm worried about him.
It's going to be very close, but I'm going to give an edge to Johnny Clipboard.
Right. Okay.
And you know what?
The projections already have him up by 11 anyway. It's 133 to 122.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two ridiculously high.
Well, if you switch
scoring,
out with Matt Ryan, does it change?
It would change by 6 points.
And as far as tight end, what do you think, Dwayne Allen or Jason Witten or Zach Ertz? I'm going with Allen right now, but I'm considering Witten.
Allen's usually good for a touchdown a game.
That's why he's usually reliable.
Who's he facing?
Allen is facing
Dallas. And Witten's got Indy.
Witten's got Indy, and then Ertz has Washington. But Ertz has been kind of invisible the last few weeks.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I might go Dwayne Allen.
Yeah, that's what I think. Back when I started him when he was healthy, he was a touchdown every week. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like you said with Ertz, even though Washington's defense is awful.
It's a great matchup. It really is.
It is a good matchup, but they just haven't used them recently. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
All right. Random question, though, before we get into the game picks. We mentioned that Cleveland got blown out, just totally put up a goose egg. What is up with all the shutouts this season? Like, there's been like five or six blowout games.
Weeks ago.
Well, no, you told me about the fact.
Yeah.
No, we talked about the fact that there was a shutout and how rare it is.
Yeah, now
it's not
so
rare. There's five or six.
I wonder if it has something to do with the fact that if you watch that Browns game, then it seemed like they kind of just gave in. Come that third quarter, it was just like they just kind of threw the towel in.
Is it more?
It was done.
Well, do you think the defense did?
I think both the offense did. I mean, granted, Manziel was awful.
I think Manziel,
but it looked like nobody
Manziel floundering around the field made it look like they gave up.
I mean, the only guy really kind of trying was Josh Gordon.
He was
the
only one getting the ball.
But, of course, it's Josh Gordon. He didn't play all year. Why wouldn't he try? But
I mean, Johnny Manziel only threw it to Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's the only receiver that he actually threw it to most of the game.
I didn't see one ball go to Miles Austin or anything at all.
Nope.
So
Miles Austin is not playing.
Is he not? Oh, wait, no. Who's
he? He actually was taken to the hospital.
Oh.
Really?
That's why he didn't get the ball.
They should have threw it to him anyway.
He had a really bad intestinal injury.
Jeez.
Yeah, so that's why you didn't see him on the field, because he wasn't there.
Yeah, I think their receivers now are like Benjamin, Gabriel, and Josh Gordon. Big name that's guys.
Really good. Go Gabriel.
So logically they give it. Logically they give it to Josh Gordon.
Man, makes sense.
All right, last week, stellar week for most of us. I was 13-3. Derek, you went 12-4. Ryan, you were 11-5. Standings are still pretty normal as they used to. Were before.
Spit it out.
I know. Ryan, you have you're 4 games behind on my lead, and Derek, you're 5 games behind.
It's okay. I'll come back strong.
I'll come back strong this week. This is the week.
All right. Let's get into the game picks. Big Monday night matchup, the final Monday night game of the year. We have Denver visiting Cincinnati.
I've got Denver all the way on Cincinnati. Even on the road with an ailing Peyton Manning, with this run attack that they have, Denver's still dangerous. The Bengals' defense is overconfident after drumming Johnny Manziel and the Cleveland Browns. And I look for C.J. Anderson to continue his streak of great performances against a weak Bengals run defense. Plus, Andy Dalton is Jekyll and Hyde. You're never really sure which one's going to show up. And honestly, the Denver pass defense and run defense is pretty good this year. So I could see Andy Dalton imploding.
See, I'm going to go Cincinnati in this game, believe it or not. And just for the fact that, as you said, the Broncos have already clinched. And again, Peyton, we said his injury shouldn't be too much of a scare, but he's still not going to be 100%. The Bengals are playing for that division. And after going off that blowout win last week, I don't think they'll come out tired or anything. I think they'll come out pumped up and ready to go. Prime time against Denver. I got Cincinnati winning this game.
Mm-hmm.
So you just made the pick for me. It's prime time Andy Dalton. He is not going to play well. He has never played well in prime time. So I'm going to take Denver. Also, you mentioned about Denver already cinching up the division. That doesn't matter. They're looking for the number one spot.
Yeah, I know.
AFC.
But I think the Bengals are more motivated. Field. They need that division. So, well, not need it, but they'll want it.
I'm kind of wondering, does Peyton Manning play? Because,
yeah,
I mean, if he's ailing, going
he'll
up the game
play.
Town.
If he's hobbling around out there at any point, then I'd just put Brock in there. But
he was so well on Sunday.
Well, that's what I mean. They're not going to get the number one spot. It doesn't matter. They're just not going to get it.
Technically they could, but it most likely wouldn't happen.
No,
yeah.
They're not going to get it.
Patriots
have
the
it.
Jets this week.
All right, you mentioned it earlier. We have Indianapolis visiting Dallas.
I've got Indy over Dallas, like I said before. I believe that Indy will have an issue containing DeMarco Murray, like I said. But the Colts' secondary with Vontae Davis is stout. They should be able to contain Dez Bryant to a certain extent, much to my dismay. But Andrew Luck's no Mark Sanchez. While he does throw numerous picks over the season, and that could be an issue, I think he's going to take advantage of the overrated Dallas secondary. But in the battle of QBs, I take Luck over Romo any day, twice on Sunday.
If this game was in Indy, I would absolutely take Dallas. I said that earlier just because they're 7-0 on the road. But going into Dallas, it's still December, last 2 weeks of the season, and not having DeMarco is going to hurt them a lot.
He is
going to
be there.
But he's not going to be 100%.
Yeah, but I mean,
he'll be there, but he's not going to be
the
normal
DeMarco. What I'm
hearing
is that he is going to get a decent amount of carries.
Well, they rely on him enough that they have
which
to,
which is dangerous.
I guess. But yeah, I mean, they've overworked him way too much this year, clearly. But I'm going to go Indy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a good game. I do, but I just think, again, like you said, you put Romo versus Luck in December, I'll take Andy Luck every time.
And Dallas.
No, I'm going to take Indy as well.
Nice, nice Dallas win assured.
Yeah, pretty much. This is typical Dallas. They finally have the division lead, and now they're going to cough up a game to Indianapolis. I'd say DeMarco Murray, 2 fumbles in this game.
It's not a bad prediction.
He's
running with a bad hand.
You run the ball and hold on to it when you can't feel your hand? If you can't feel your hand, can't feel the ball. You
probably won't know he dropped it. He just keeps running. Mm-hmm. You won't feel it.
Kansas City visiting Pittsburgh. Big playoff matchup for the wild card, maybe division.
I'll start it like that. It's like I've got Pittsburgh over Kansas City. For the Chiefs, this game should be the annual run Jamaal Charles until his wheels fall off game. Yeah, yo, Joe Mull. But the Pittsburgh defense is alarmingly bad against the pass. Like, they're just really not good in their secondary. Their run defense is decent. But basically what they're going to have to do, if you're the Chiefs, you're running it because, let's face it, I mean, they can't throw the ball, and they sure as hell can't
score
touchdowns.
Still no touchdowns to any receivers.
They haven't scored a touchdown on receiving since 2013, and it was the end of the year in 2013.
That's so
That's
sad.
How bad That's the Chiefs' sad. Passing attack is. But my thing is, on the other side of the ball is the best running back in the league, arguably, in Le'Veon Bell. And this dude is just hungrier and hungrier every week that he comes out. And like you said earlier, I don't think the Chiefs' run defense is that good. While they may not give up touchdowns, which I don't, with me for fantasy, yeah, that's a big deal. But realistically, if you can let Le'Veon Bell run it all the way down your throat for the whole game, they're going to score off passes to Antonio Brown and Martavis Bryant anyway.
Don't forget Heath Miller.
Oh, and Heath Miller. Heath. But, I mean, you add that to the way Bell's been utilized in the passing attack, they're not going to be able to match up with him.
Yeah, I got Pittsburgh. Again, a concern I'd have for them is running Le'Veon too much because they really do run him a lot every game. But I don't think Kansas City's a good team. Their run defense is okay. You got Jamal Charles. But the fact that they can't throw a passing touchdown to the receivers blows my mind. They're just not that really good of a team. I see the Steelers winning this one. And, again, if the Bengals were able to lose to Denver this week, Steelers are right in there for the division.
Mm-hmm.
No, they would take the division lead. I'm also taking Pittsburgh. They're at home. They play much better at
Welcome
home.
Welcome to Faceoff, where we agree on everything.
Hey, he took Cincinnati.
I did.
We're on the Cincinnati.
Hey, last week I would have stunned you with the Dallas.
You would have stunned me?
Mm-hmm.
I would have been really surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have believed you taking Dallas.
Insane. Mm.
Well, it's not the Giants. I vowed never to take them again.
Unreal. It looks like that didn't really help them anyway.
You can take the Giants again?
What? Who? I can't. What's going on?
We just attacked him so hard. We were both saying this.
You made the agreement to Vin to never pick the Giants, and it's not like they helped them anyway.
Oh, no.
They
I never
sucked.
Said it did. Yeah.
And then I made a Colt McCoy comment.
Oh, okay.
Because he sucks.
Hey. Atlanta visiting New Orleans.
I've actually got Atlanta in this game. I've given up on the New Orleans.
No,
I've given
don't.
Up on the Saints. I've completely given up on the Saints, especially their defense.
But they beat the Bears.
This is a battle of two truly awful defenses that will likely to be decided by whether Julio Jones plays or not, is basically what it comes down to for me. This season's arguably, Matt Ryan's arguably been a better quarterback than Drew Brees, in my opinion, this season. He's just flying under the radar because literally everybody else not named Julio Jones and or Roddy White on his team is a nobody and is forgotten about. Name their tight end, because I like his last name.
Oh, man, I don't know it, actually.
It's Toy Lolo.
Tony Gonzalez.
Toy Lolo.
Tololo.
Toy Lolo. Toy Lolo.
What's his first name?
I have no idea. All I need to know is that it's Toy Lolo. But this Falcons team has the fight that the Saints seem to be lacking. If Atlanta's trailing, look for them to have a comeback similar to the way that they had in the Green Bay game. Honestly, I just don't really see the Saints putting up as much of a fight as they're used to doing. And I like the Falcons to win this game.
Now, I think Drew Brees will step it up this week, and I think he'll lead the Saints to victory. I agree with you. The Falcons have shown some fight. We saw that against Green Bay. I mean, they came that close to beating the Packers on Monday Night Football in Lambeau, something that nobody really does.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Green Bay got cocky.
You could say what you want, but I mean, I think New Orleans is still the best team in this division, which is not saying much. But
are they?
I do. They are. They are. They're 6-8 now.
I think
they're,
Super Cam is going to lead the Panthers.
Well, that would be the story, wouldn't it?
Yep.
He comes out from a car
and then
accident,
they lose the first
them.
Game. That'd be great.
Have a movie off of it. No, I got the Saints winning this, and I think the Saints take the division as well.
Mm-hmm.
Saints are winning, no doubt.
Okay,
there you go.
I've heard that before. In fact, I said that before. I think right before they had four games lost in a row at the Superdome, I said, and I quote, "The Saints
they
just don't
lose
at the Superdome."
And then they lost to the Niners.
And then they
at
lost
the Superdome.
At the Superdome.
We have Seattle visiting Arizona.
I really think they did it just to spite me, to be honest with you. Saints don't lose
this podcast.
The Superdome. Nope.
Sean Payton heard the podcast and was like, you know what?
We're just going to
we'll
lose
show you.
For this kid. He's so cocky. But I've got Seattle over Arizona, and I've been one of the biggest proponents of the Arizona Cardinals throughout the season because they've had so many injuries and they've been able to overcome. But at this point, Ryan Lindley or Logan Thomas against the Legion of Boom, that's all you need to know. Good night.
Good night.
This game's
over.
There's no way that they even get this game close.
No, and I've been a critic of the Cardinals all year, and now you add on to the fact that they don't even have Drew Stanton at quarterback. This team doesn't have a shot. The Seahawks are going to beat them, and they're going to take this division. And I mean, I said that a few weeks ago. I thought Seattle would come back and get this division, but now it's really just almost a guarantee at this point.
Yeah, I mean, if you're reaching to the bottom of the barrel for quarterbacks at this point, mm-hmm. I mean, you're done.
Yeah, I mean, Arizona will get that wild card and I think lose in the first round.
Drew Stanton will be back, and yeah, they'll probably
still lose.
Yeah. It's a shame, too, because I really did like them all season.
They have a great defense, but outside of that, I thought they were very
overrated. They have a defense
overrated.
That's very – run defense is good most of the time. Pass defense, Patrick Peterson's been a huge letdown.
Well, Tyrann Mathieu has been solid as well, too. But
he's
I
been
mean,
hurt, too.
I mean, he always gets hurt, but when he's healthy, he's always makes an impact.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not a bad team, but they're certainly not an 11-3 team.
Plus, it's going to be a boring game, to be honest with you, except on defense. Like, basically, only watch this ball when watch this game when Arizona has the ball.
I'm going to watch
Watch the ball.
The ball will decide who wins the game.
Exactly.
If the ball's in the end zone, they score.
Thank you, John.
Do I even need to say my pick?
It's Seattle.
Go Hawks.
No, but basically only watch this game when Seattle's on defense, because once Seattle gets on offense, I don't like their offense at all.
They're not a fun offense to watch.
They're really not. They're very boring. They don't have a lot of weapons, and honestly, I mean, this might be sour grapes because the Eagles couldn't defend them worth crap.
Sounds like it to
me. Yeah, they don't impress me at all on offense.
They're not a fun team to watch offensively.
Hey, at least
but
they'll
they
be in the
playoffs. Yeah, they get the job. They
like it. Considering the fact that you picked Dallas to lose.
Uh-huh. Hey, we didn't pick the Philly game. Maybe I'm taking the Redskins. We don't know.
If Colt McCoy
was starting, you would
take him.
You would totally take him.
All right, let's give out some game balls here.
Good.
I'm going to give it to the Bills defense just for the fact that two straight weeks.
Damn you.
Peyton, I'm sorry. Are we going to agree on one?
No.
Your backup at least, plan B?
I didn't have a plan B.
Good.
Hold on. Back it up, son. Give it to Colt McCoy.
No, I'm going to give it to the Bills D. I said it earlier. The fact that you go two straight weeks defending Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers and they can't get a touchdown on you. Tell me the last time that's happened. That Buffalo defense has been really just underrated all year, and now they're finally people are recognizing them for what they are, and that's top defense in the league. Mm-hmm. One of the top ones, at least.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one. My game pick, my game ball pick.
Game ball
pick. Game ball pick.
Better not take my
other
one.
This week is a guy who, like I said before with Connor Barwin and stuff like that, much well-deserved, but I never got to him. Odell Beckham Jr.
Damn it!
I knew it. I had a feeling that he was going to say.
Odell Beckham Jr., 100%. 12 catches, 143 yards, three touchdowns. He broke the Giants' rookie receiving record with that week's performance. I mean, this guy's been a genuine stud. I'm pissed off at myself for letting him go after I picked him up on waivers in our league.
Oh, he's gonna get you this week.
I'm so mad. And I deserve it. I deserve every bit of it. Your team is made up of people that I gave you back. And
Odell Beckham. Didn't you have Mike Evans, too?
I drafted Mike Evans.
You had Lacy. I have Lacy.
My old team is coming back to bite me. But he's coming to his own, and in my mind, he's a front runner for not only the offensive rookie of the year, but honestly, he's the best receiver to come out of a stacked rookie class, in my opinion, right now. You could make the argument, like we did when Galeta was on the show, that Watkins was great, but Watkins dropped off drastically. Benjamin was great. Benjamin's dropped off drastically. Odell Beckham has not even played an entire season, and he broke the Giants' rookie receiving record. That speaks volumes about this young man.
And not only that, he had the best catch maybe of all time, arguably.
That's what I mean, dude. Simply
Dallas
put,
game. I mean, he's just a highlight reel, man.
Yeah, simply put,
really
this kid's
is.
A freak, and honestly, I just really enjoy watching him play.
Wait till next year when Cruz is back, too. The Cruz-Beckham tandem is going to be absolutely
It's
going
to be out of this world, dude. Cruz needs to get a new hairstyle to match him, though. They can both have, like, crazy hairstyles.
That's true. He doesn't need it.
Sean's still waiting.
Not sure to do the game. Wait, should I pick one for you? I can think of a few.
Give me some suggestions.
I mean, unfortunately, the first one that came to my mind was Dez Bryant. I mean, you could blame that on Bradley Fletcher,
well,
but Dez Bryant's an animal.
I was close to giving it Dez.
Still had, what, three touchdowns
in
that game,
too? He's the NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
You can give it to him. You can give it to, I'm trying to think outside of football.
Oh, I got one. I got one.
Yeah.
Okay,
this one's
going
to be good.
CM Punk. Go on.
I'd like to give an honorable mention to Colt McCoy.
As always,
rest in peace. Placed him on injury reserve. His neck is
hanging by a thread.
Poor neck,
barely hanging on. It's bothering him again. Cole, give me a call. I'll help you out. I'll quit my job. I'll come down, help you out, recover from your neck injury.
Yeah, you're gonna stretch out Colt McCoy.
I'll stretch out Colt McCoy.
Give him a Z pack.
I'll give him a Z pack.
Don't give him too many. He'll shit himself.
I'll do whatever Colt needs. Whatever he needs, and I'll get him back in the football.
I'll give an honorable mention to Marcus Mariota too, winning the Heisman.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Give that one to him.
I could have
going on Letterman.
That was funny. That number three.
Yeah.
Is there a professional team in New York? That one. I was just like, I can't believe he actually said it.
Oh, I almost forgot who my pick was. Now I remember. My game ball goes to the New York Jets for finally getting a win, in convincing fashion.
What are you talking about? They tore Pittsburgh apart.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the Jets beat Pittsburgh.
Early in the year.
Not this week.
No, I know.
That was the last win
before
this. But
you said convincing win.
Oh, yeah. But, no, they took care of business. They cost themselves a number one overall pick.
Even when they can't even lose right. They can't even lose right.
No. Yeah. I'll give an honorable mention to Mariota, too.
Do you want to give one to Mariota too, so we can all agree on honorable mentions?
No.
No. Give one to mine to Melvin.
He's just bitter because he knows that Chip Kelly isn't going to draft him because he'll be taken already.
I'm sure he's not that mad about that.
I think he is.
Yeah, you think?
Do you think he wants to be a Jet? You really think he wants to be a Jet?
Forget, no. Dude, forget that. He's going to the Bucs.
Oh, good. The team who faced a team whose starting quarterback got in a car accident and still was favored by 3.
Yep.
That's the
my
Bucs.
Favorite stat.
That's awesome.
Psych, nah.
By the way.
They're going to take Jameis Winston, but that's not here or there. But anyway, I think that's it, right? Nothing else?
We good.
Yeah, we good.
We Gucci.
We good. All right. For another episode of Face Off Podcast.
I'm
going
home and watch NXT.
As always, yeah, we could watch that after this. Mm. That sounds a lot more interesting than this.
Interesting.
Sounds like we need to get off right now.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
Just end it. Close it down.
Kill it. Like, all right. This has been Face Off Podcast. As always, Derek McCauley, Sean Smith, and Ryan Revelle. You can try to find us on Twitter because
no,
Ryan.
No, I'm back on Twitter.
Ryan, tell him where the Twitter is.
What happened?
At Face Off Podcast.
I thought it was Face
Twitter.
Off Sports.
No. It's Face. At the handle is at Face Off Podcast. I'll put the episode up tomorrow. Don't worry.
And you can check us out at Face Off Podcast on Facebook. Just type it into the search bar. Right,
I didn't
at the
even
top
know we had a
screen.
Twitter.
Well, you're not on Twitter anyway, Sean.
Mm-hmm. I haven't posted on there in a few weeks. I apologize for the hiatus.
It's okay. All of our followers, they're so mad.
Our follower is very upset.
We're at 40.
Are we?
We're at 40, man. Yeah. But our Facebook's got over 100, so, you know.
Well, we have 800.
So technically 140 followers.
Look at that, dude.
A lot of fans.
None of them are the same person.
This show is for you guys, all of you who support us.
This is for the fans, and just for the fans, we're going to shut up and get off the air.
We indigest. We're very indigesting.
All right. You have a good one, everybody. Enjoy the games, and we'll see you next week.